This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, let's just look up what the back of the saddle is called. What is the name of the back of the saddle? Ah, I knew what it was. I knew there was a name for it. It's called the cantle.
Never heard of that.
Yeah. The name of it. I told you there was no cowboys here. No cowboys. So now we are sponsored by the Fisher family, Lili Nishmas, Basi Bas Rabbi Shalom Ben Avram Alevi, Perel Bas Ruvain. We're also sponsored Lili Nishmas Dov Ben Chaim, Lufu Shalem, Ferli Yomashim Ben Chai Yisar, Yaakov Ben Baskileh, and the Schuss of Avram Yom Ben Nishma Malk Yudas and family. We're sponsored by Yol Klugman and family. We learn Lufu Shalem, for Avi Dayim and Rifka, and the Bas Chai Yisar, Yitzhak Ben Siyam Ben Dusha, Rifka Bas Shiraleya, Shmuel Ben Shiraleya, for Chana Bas Shashabina, Mashmeh Ben Esther Fradel, Meir Ben Chai Yisar, they should have Rufu Shalem, Abisek Shachar Li Yisrael. We're talking about the Avos of Tumah, the origins of Tumah, and an ascending order of severity. So Lamala Man, above the aforementioned sources of Tumah, is a Bayal Nida, is one who sleeps with a woman that's a Nida. Shumetame Mishkav Tachtain Ke'elyay. He is Metame, that which is under him. When he lies down, even if the 10 mattresses underneath him, the bottom mattress becomes tamei like the elyon shel zav, like the clothing of a zav. The clothing of a zav is a rishon. So that which he lies upon becomes a rishon. L'mala man, higher than that, in other words, more severe, are body fluids of a zav. Zayve shel zav, the gonorrheic issue of a zav, verukai, his spittle, v'shich v'zaro, his semen, umeme raglov, his urine, v'dam anida, and the blood of anida, shehein mitam, derin avatuma, and der mitamin b'mago u'b'masa, that one who touches it, and one who carries it, but not just one who carries it, but also one who touches it, becomes tamei to be mitamei the kalim that are on them, the clothing that are on them, or the clothing that they're holding. L'mala mehem is merkav, and here we learn that merkav is not the saddle itself, because the saddle itself would be included in the next level of Tumas Mishkav Umayshav. But Merkav means the accessories to the saddle, which is the holder, the front of the saddle, which is called the pommel, and the back of the saddle, which I just learned, is the cantle. Shehu Metamei Tachas Even Mesama, that they are susceptible to Tumah even if a Zav sits on a heavy rack and the cantle or the pommel is underneath, it'll become Tumah. L'mala min ha-merkav, higher than these accessories, is the Mishkav, is the saddle itself or a bed. Sheshava magol l'masai, again, if he lies, the Zav or the Nida lies on the bed, or the Zava, the bed becomes Tame, even 10 mattresses underneath, to be Metame, the person who touches it, both in Maga and in Masa, that the clothing that they're wearing becomes Tame. L'mala min ha-mishkav is the Zav itself, because Shazav Oysa Mishkav, the Zav makes that which it lies upon Tamei, but V'ein Mishkav Oysa Mishkav, but what the Zav lied on, if you put it on another bed, it doesn't make that bed Tamei. So the Zav makes what it lies upon Tamei, but the what it lied upon, and you put that on another bed, it doesn't become Tamei. L'mala min ha-zav is a Zav. You see, a Zav, if the Zav sleeps with his wife, she only becomes tame as a rishon. But a zava, shehi metame as bayala, she's metame the bayala, the one who cohabits with her, that he becomes an avatam. Lamalam in a zava is the mitzayra, the leper. Now this is not a leper when he's already in his days of counting and he was already partially healed. He had the birds. This is an actual leper. Shumitame babia. He's metame when he walks into a house. He's metame the house. Lamailam in a mitzayra is etzim kisayra, the bone the size of a barley corn of a corpse. Shumitame tuma shivav. It's metame that which it contacts to become tummy, not till the evening, but for 7 days. Chamer mikulam hameis. More stringent than all of it is a corpse. Shumitame ba'oyel. The corpse is metame ba'oyel. That means that if a corpse is under a roof and a keli is under the same roof, the keli becomes tummy, or the other becomes tummy. Not just if he enters a house, but even if it's only a roof of a tefach by a tefach. Also, if the mace is on top of something and roofs over something, that item becomes tummy. Or if an item roofs over a mace, the item becomes tummy. Masha ein kula mitame. This unique tuma is not like any of the aforementioned avos hatuma, and therefore the mace is the most severe of all of the avos hatuma. Rabbi Isai, we're going to broaden our knowledge of tuma exponentially as we learn this. We have to be patient. It's a lot of new stuff. I mean, even a cowboy like Eddie, he knew about the pommel, but he didn't know about the cantle. I was able to see that he didn't know that. Pommels he sells, but not cantles. This week's share is going to be at 8:45. Somebody wants to sponsor this week's share, 718-916-3100. Thank you very much for joining us, and have a good tovach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.